My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Did you hear that, Tone?
Yeah, I did.
An opportunity to compete, not just go out there and goof off and say the preseason doesn't matter. Champions pose again.
Is it a must win? Is that what you're saying?
Champions. No, I said to get out there and compete. Champions pose again.
So if they lose, are you going to be feeling worse about the Cleveland Browns this year?
No, I'm not.
Oh, so the game doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Oh, it does matter. It's so now if they win, it's going to be a big deal.
It's a chance to get out there and compete.
So they better win.
No, I said it's a chance to get out there and compete.
So the game doesn't matter.
Positions. No, the game does matter.
Oh,
the game
so
matters to
win.
Those participating in the game. That's what it matters to.
So they win.
It matters to them.
Big win. Big game. Let's go.
It's a chance to get out there and compete.
They
That's what the man
win.
Said. That's what I've always tried
Let's
to say.
Go. Kenny said it's
I
a big
I didn't say
one.
They better win.
Must
I said
win
it's
pre-season.
A chance to get out there and compete.
Wow. I wish I could watch it somewhere. A game of these...
Of
massive
this magnitude.
Mythic proportions.
You just come to the station.
I know. I could
you
do that.
You could always just come to the station. Andy's going to put you to work.
I
but
had
you
a
could
lot of ideas.
Here.
I had a lot of ideas over the last 2 days. Where to go.
Wait a minute.
Where to seek refuge. All those were knocked down one by one.
You know, there's the statute of limitations is out on that. But either way, back in the old setup, in the olden days... there would be games watched on the other side. You can just go. Now it's comfortable over there. Just go to the other side. They got that big round couch. You can sit on it. Izzy can play with dolls or whatever she plays.
Oh,
does she play
have
with
a
dolls?
Blast.
But that was stereotypical of me. I probably
she
need to
would
sit
have
out
a blast.
Write an apology.
In the old days, I'd worry that she'd stumble over some used alcohol bottles.
Okay.
Now,
well,
I mean, that place is clean,
yeah,
refreshed.
Yeah.
Reckless speculation.
Those were styrofoam cups. Those don't pack much of a wall.
No, they don't. Thank you, Carmen. The other Carmen.
What's your policy? Yeah.
Mine's as long as they don't drink it, they can fall all over it. I don't care. You can do that. Yeah, you are still without power. Everybody's. It's kind of the point now. So I said a couple days ago, when it first happened, I was just so thankful I still had power. But the sheer amount of people who I know who don't have power still 3 days later, when they ask me, I don't like telling them I do. It's gotten to that point, Tone. I don't like telling them I do. Don't want to do
well,
it.
That's become
no
the
thanks.
Big contention on the groups. people are now posting, well, now I don't have power. And we're like, welcome to the club.
I'm not a fan here of telling people if I don't have power.
We've treated it like the early seasons of The Walking Dead. We had candlelight dinners for a while in our house that we scrounged food together. And now we've moved on to a new homestead that has electricity. And that's where we're staying because my mom is out of town, so we've taken over her condo.
He's headed west, young man.
Which will be great until tomorrow morning when I wake up and a zombie's eating my foot.
New horizons out there. See what's available.
What are you gonna do over the weekend now?
Oh, I have zero plans right now because
I'm not plans to like hang out. I mean, just like
We don't know because she's starting to. She got one text that said it looked maybe a little more promising.
All right.
But nobody knows.
Is that from the electric company? Or?
Yeah, she got something that said next available crew is going to be dispatched to assess and investigate the cause of your outage. That had not happened before.
We got the same text, and we live not in the same town, Anthony.
Yeah.
Do you believe that text?
I do not.
I need an investigation. This isn't Forensic Files. Just fix the thing.
Investigation. Do you have power?
They said 350 poles had been severely damaged, it's a matter of obviously getting those back up.
The main east-west thoroughfare in Avon Lake has no poles on it, basically. The lines are all laying there. My friend who is who's a policeman in Avon Lake said, we call it the spaghetti pile.
Oh, man.
Well, the best I told you is that on the in-laws street, somebody not associated with the city of Westlake just went and started cutting down a tree that was in the road that had wires all over it. And they just chanced it. Now, I'm guessing they had some institutional knowledge of how that works. And it worked out because cars could get through now.
There might be someone sitting in the studio that did roughly the same
thing. Whoa!
What are you doing?
Come on, your father is six. You can't do that.
For 12 years.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. Famous last words.
I have so in line.
That's the same thing when Kenny told people to just, hey, why don't you're driving around, just drop your plow. Just drop your plow.
Help out the cause.
Yeah, help out the cause. You just drop your plow.
We had one. It was a smaller branch. It was hanging from a line.
Oh, my
God.
I can't believe you would do that.
What did you assess?
That power ain't going to be on for a week.
Whoa.
And I've got this chainsaw.
Was that a good move? 216-474-0092.
Don't have to call in. It's a terrible move. It's a dangerous thing to do.
Was there any chance that Owen was going to make a mistake there, or did he draw on his military training?
What's the smarter play? Me cutting that limb out of my power line or setting Deshaun Watson for the preseason open?
I think it's fair to get in on that.
It's the smarter move is cutting it from the Owen, you got to think about this. Now, I don't know how you feel about the afterlife.
Well, it's already happened, Ken, and I'm still here.
You have to be. That's true.
Unless we're doing ghost radio.
You need to figure out what you would do to explain how you got there if you died. And one of them's not, I decided to mess around live wires.
Ken?
It just seems to be. I'm sorry to Owen. I know you have experience.
He's saying they weren't live wires.
I know you served our country, and I know you did these things, but my gosh.
I did my live wire assessment. They were not live wires.
How do you do the live wire assessment? Do I want you telling people, or are other people going to try this out?
Probably don't do that.
Well, tell me off the air, because now I'm not going to try
it. As I do, Ken.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lesson I've taught my children from a young age.
That's a parent right there, brother.
What a dangerous live wire act to Owen engaged in.
I say, close your eyes. Me and the Willendas got to get this
branch out.
I'm thinking of Keanu Reeves and Speed. Oh, it's got to be this one, or is it this one? Didn't you do training in this? Well, he confused it. I don't know. He's playing games with
us. They're green. This one's red.
Would you go out of town to watch? Because it's not just the Browns and the preseason game tomorrow. It's the Guardians have four games.
Yeah, pretty big ones.
In Minnesota starting this afternoon at 2:10. Like, they're big games, guys. Like, they're only 3.5 games up in the Central Division, and they're taking on the team that's in second place. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, guys. Would you go out of town to watch the sports?
Well, that means I have to bring the kids, right?
Yeah, of course.
The family has to go to sports.
Does Jim have power in the internet?
Oh, yes.
We're going to get down to it.
Yeah.
And he's out of town.
I have a buddy on the east side who offered up his home.
You got to go.
The wife is not too sure about that move yet.
You need to make an executive decision and say, I'm putting my foot down for the good of the family. I seriously, I would go home today. I've done that. Like, Liz is... Liz is a, I will admit this. I'm talking tough, but everybody knows, like, well, Liz pays all the bills and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
we all know. There are times where I have to step in and make an executive decision for the good of the family. Like, when our power went out 2 years ago, I packed up the bags, put them in the car, go to our in-laws or go to your parents. We're taking care of this. I'll stay here with Sam. I started throwing food out of the fridge, all that other stuff. It got sweaty, but again, I'm not afraid of taking cold showers because, you know, I'm not you. I'm not afraid to do that, so it was okay. I had to step in. Like, Liz was like, I don't want to go. Your parents want you to do it. Go. Pack the bags, send her off, like, pushed her into the car. Off you go. I think you kind of got to do the same thing here, Tone. Well, I think you got to be a bit of a coxsman here and go home and tell them.
I am not the one controlling the nap schedule, and I'm not the one controlling all the sleep and the feedings.
That's okay.
And she thinks a 35-minute drive would interfere with the whole operation.
Too bad. Too bad.
You act like I have any control or any say over this.
Yes, you do. You're the husband.
Our house is not 1950s like your house. It is very different.
You can do. I disagree. You can do that. I say again, my wife runs it. I don't know my bank accounts. I don't know. I do know my social security number, and that's just because I remember it from before I got married. Everything else Liz has. So, but there are times where she needs me to step in and make that type of decision.
But
and I think you do need to do it.
At the very, very bottom of the pecking order is going to be a Browns preseason game. If I tried to explain
that
to her,
no,
this is what we're doing. We're uprooting everything, get everything together. Because I'll give it to her in this way. I don't know how to get everything together. I mean, when she starts talking about the needs of the kids, and I start looking for the father-in-law, and I start looking for the Donna Lounge downstairs.
What you do?
Where there is a nice stash. He has it set up.
What has he got?
Oh, this
What's
is where
got?
You want to be.
What lounge?
Oh, the Donna Lounge. The Donna Lounge.
What's the Donna Lounge?
Oh, it's where there's been some great bonding over the years.
All right, I'm not going to get off this
Talking
whole going to gym thing, but
and
there's
generators.
Yeah,
they've got the generator. Well, more importantly, they've got the alcohol. The second fridge.
Oh, you know,
the generator has two fridges, not one, but two fridges connected to that.
If I needed a son-in-law, I didn't want a son-in-law who could booze, and you're a son-in-law who can booze, so that's okay. But I'm serious, though. If I were you. If it were me, I wouldn't have married Sarah in the first place. But right. If it were me, I would have.
You've made that clear. I know where you stand on that.
I honestly, after the show, I'd go right home.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
What a voice to wake up to. I would go right home. I'd start packing bags. I wouldn't act like what's his name in Boondock Saints where he comes running and yells, "Pack you bleep!" I wouldn't do that, but I'd go, "Hey, we're gonna go over here. It's time to pay the fiddler here. We're gonna go over to the east side. So we're gonna pack bags here," and she will put a protest up. I guarantee that, especially her. And I said, "No, we're gonna make an executive decision. You go over there, and it's not about the sports. Honestly, it's not about the sports. The sports will be on. You guys got nothing else really to do. So you go over there." You're in the air conditioning. I've never been to Jim's house. I hear it's pretty nice. So you go there. You're there. They got a fridge. If you want to go to the grocery store, you send Sarah to the grocery store to go get something. Then you go send Sarah. You're there with the kids. You just suck it up. That's what you do.
But you know, the craziest thing of all is when we have power, when we have TV, when we have all the resources available at our disposal, getting through some of the days on the weekends have been a nightmare. The 2-under-2 thing. It's just been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, of course.
The last 2 days, just going outside, hanging out at the in-laws, and being out. They have this nice field. You missed the birthday party, so you weren't there.
I was coaching my son in football. My oldest.
After you RSVP'd, yes.
You guys sit there and make fun of me and call me Harry Chapin and Cats of the Cradle. I got to coach you.
That was an RSVP for how big is the Carmen family again? Oh, 5. That's right, 5. I think you said you were bringing your dog, too. 6. So 0-for-6.
Oh, there's no way we're getting Sam in the car at that time.
I still think we have some leftovers in the second freezer.
Well, those aren't good anymore. If you want to know, it's easy to get Sam in the car now. But yeah,
it wasn't back then.
Yeah.
I will say this. The days have actually stunningly gone by fast because we've done what people did for hundreds of years. We've gone outside and played with our kids.
There you go.
It is amazing the difference.
What time did you go to bed? Like right as the sun went down?
Oh, last night was an early one. Yeah. It was very early. So I missed all the things I missed over the last few days. Katie Moon bringing home a silver medal
from
the Olympics.
Congratulations.
In France. I missed Noah Lyles.
Yep.
And the 200, where I guess another dude from Africa was talking.
Oh yeah.
Talking his talk.
Basically. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, you know what? I would like to, because I've missed all of this.
I think for me, I can't be the face of athletics because I'm not an arrogant or a loud person like Noah. So I believe Noah is the face of athletics.
I wish I could roll the R's like that. It would just add so much to my entire embodiment if I could do that. That is such a great rolling of the R. Man. I wish I could do that.
That's some good talking.
So yeah, he did not like that Noah Lyles had been very arrogant. Can any of you roll your R's? You do it?
No.
Mitch, can you roll your R's?
I don't think so.
Damn. This show is missing somebody who can do that.
Is that a rolling of the R?
Like a pirate?
Yeah. No. You didn't see Team USA yesterday
and
either?
And I missed Team USA.
Oh, my
And I
gosh.
Couldn't believe, I guess because it's just, to my buddies, there's nothing else going on except that, right? They wanted to watch Team USA. I think some of them were secretly rooting for them to lose just for the fallout, just for the story. I mean, Jason Tatum didn't play at all. Joel Embiid, they're calling this the biggest performance of his basketball career.
You know why he ain't playing in these games. These are LeBron and Steph's games.
It almost was LeBron and Steph. I mean, LeBron played amazingly
guess. Triple-double. In the fourth quarter, they went crazy.
Scored 10 straight baskets.
Somebody from Serbia, I forget, I was tooling around on the internet. Because I showed up to it late, like right at the end, watching it because I was over at Browns camp yesterday. And apparently somebody said something to LeBron or Melo, who was sitting courtside, that they shouldn't have. And then all hell was breaking loose there. But this is I was watching a Steve Kerr interview that we can't play for anybody because NBC will actually come over here and beat us physically. They will get out a baseball bat and hit me with it. I would be beaten with lacrosse sticks the second time in my life by NBC, so I can't play any of that audio for you guys. But Steve Kerr was doing an interview, and a couple of them doing the interview. You can just tell, like, this is the legacy for them. Like, LeBron is trying to leave a legacy here. This is a basketball thing. For a guy driving on 480 right now, like, this is not a legacy to him. His legacy is the Cavs. It doesn't matter to him. But for, like, basketball inside Jerry Colangelo basketball guys, like, this is what it is. And so, yeah, Jason Tatum, you'll be there in 2028, buddy. LeBron won't. Steph won't. This is it. Kevin Durant will not. This is it.
I wonder if Tatum would even want to be on the team in 4 years after this humiliation.
I'm sure he would. It's for duty and country. Come on.
I did see some people arguing that thank God for Team USA that Yugoslavia broke up because you would have added Luka Doncic
geopolitics
to that team.
Here.
The other Bogdanovic would have been on that team.
Yes.
Holy cow. It's amazing. Serbia's as tight-knit a team. These guys have been playing together forever.
What we are also seeing is that the whole Draymond Green, where he said that he would take 2024 over the Dream Team, not a hot take. Really just true. It's not a hot take. I mean, the basketball is competitive as it's been in the history of basketball worldwide. Not a hot take anymore.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, Kenny, yesterday they were locked up in a tight one. Team USA.
Down 17 at one point.
Wow.
Yes.
What an incredible come from behind.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When, you know, we were asking in the lead up to this game and these Olympics and this competition for the gold medal, how much fans were that interested in Team USA to begin with? Because they were just expected to win. So much talent on that team. You see how good LeBron James still is, obviously. They have Kevin Durant. Remember, he was coming off the bench in some of the early games. You've got a all-NBA player, and Jason Tatum doesn't even get playing time. Yesterday, Anthony Edwards, did he do anything? Like, that's how good this team is at guys like that. Joel Embiid finally had a good game. I think he had a great game in this one, and they end up pulling out 95-91. You mentioned earlier that LeBron James able to pull off the triple-double. Here is Kevin Durant after the victory.
I think this game is going to go down as one of the most memorable games for anybody. You see Jokic on that end doing what he can do to will this team to victory. And then you got, you know, MVPs on our team. It was just high-level basketball that people could enjoy down to the wire. It was great entertainment, but it was also great basketball.
Well, now read what his tweet said this morning about 41 minutes ago. You want to do that?
We got to give some background because
there
are apparently, I didn't know this, a bunch of Nuggets fans who, according to the tweets, according to a
Kevin
lot of
Durant.
The stuff that's being written, they were rooting for Team USA to lose because they were rooting for their MVP and star and champion. So what do you make of that? As Kevin Durant shot back, he's been up basically all day and all night. I don't know, what time is it in France right now? But this was 47
like
minutes
10
ago.
10 a.m., right?
Yeah, 47 minutes
later,
ago, he said,
noon.
To all you Nuggets fans, nobody gives a bleep who y'all lames believe is the best player in the league. Players got major respect for Jokic. We don't worship him like y'all do, but most are in awe of his brilliance. Trolling you cornballs for rooting against us is part of the game. Deal with it. So it does bring up a larger point, which it's hard for us right now to put ourselves in the same situation. Like, I know Kyrie was technically from Australia, right? But he was on Team USA in the past.
Mm-hmm.
If you did have Jokic, how do you deal with that as an American? But you have this dream team going up against him and a very good team. I mean, Serbia is arguably the second best team in the world. They've played together forever. But what do you make of that if you're a Nuggets fan and you're a diehard Jokic fan and you've got your home theater, you've got Jokic.
Are you afraid that Jokic is going to? Yeah, but it doesn't supersede your love of country. So do you believe that you're rooting for Team USA could send Jokic to another team in the USA?
No.
I don't understand it.
No, I actually do understand it.
You do?
Yes, because the biggest thing for Nuggets fans outside of winning more championships is if you've got what you believe to be the best player in the world,
yeah,
is to continually make sure that he demonstrates that and that everybody calls him the best player in the world. It seems like we change our mind every 2 months who the best player in basketball is over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened again. That happened again when Luka got his team to the championship and everybody's like, to the finals, everybody's like, oh, he's the best player. He now is the best player.
He's one of them, but he ain't the best. I do believe Jokic is the best.
It fluctuates. That's what I'm saying. So when he is playing in the Olympics, and I know this isn't the NBA, but we don't just say the best player in the NBA. We say the best player in the world.
Mm.
Well, you want Jokic to play well, and him playing well and taking Serbia to beat Team USA, that would have ended the debate for a while.
Yeah, but your team lost. Team USA lost.
But see,
no.
I have noticed the way that people talk about Team USA, they don't put them in the same category as rooting for Katie Moon, rooting for Noah Lyles, rooting for Shakari Richardson.
Why?
And all of that. Because it just...
Because we don't root against those three during
ever,
the year.
Ever.
Or ever.
But you do root against Jason Tatum. You do root against LeBron, but if you don't like LeBron.
But I'm not rooting against...
You do root against Steph Curry.
I'm not rooting against Steph Curry, and I've usually hated... I don't hate Steph Curry anymore. At sports hate, I wouldn't hate him if he walked in the room, for crying out loud. But like Draymond Green. I want Draymond Green to do well if he's on Team USA.
I bet you there would be a lot of people that would have loved if Steph Curry yesterday choked and was awful.
Well, they're ridiculous then. If they're U.S. citizens who like their country, they're ridiculous.
I bet you this is basketball is different.
That's asinine.
Plus, the fact is they were supposed to win, and I think people there are people that would have loved Team USA to lose and to choke and Steve Kerr to lose.
I'll go on.
There are a bunch of people that hate. You got to remember, there are people that hate LeBron James with every fiber of their being. So why wouldn't they want LeBron to lose to Jokic? We're going to win the medal count, aren't we? Mitch, are we going to win the medal count anyway?
I believe so.
Why would I?
So what does it matter to those people if we
lose?
Why
do I waste time hating these
with
people?
This basketball team full of a lot of personalities and a lot of controversial personalities?
Why is me, as a guy who comments on this, why would I waste my time hating them as people? I don't hate them as people.
No,
and I know people are going to get political about that. Guys, Harrison Butker had a conversation that everybody got mad at. It's his opinion. I don't hate him, for crying out loud.
You'd root for
I don't
him
need
on
to waste
Team
time
USA.
For them to hate him.
Even
if,
Kenny.
If there were a team. Yes,
to pull
if there
himself
team,
together
if there
for
were team
root
USA,
for Harrison Butker.
If they were playing a Team USA American football in the Olympics. I had to get the sport
but we'd
right.
We have to win if they call it American football.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Harrison, that would be embarrassing.
Harrison Butker, if he were kicking field goals for Team USA, it's like, yeah, of course.
Would you have
win.
Rooted for Ben Roethlisberger on Team USA? 216.
Whoa.
474.
I would hope the team do well around him and he contribute to victory. It's a very...
I'm gonna.
This is a poll
would
question.
Would you not root for him?
I'm going to need the poll question on 92.3 The Fan site.
Wait, you can't. You got to make up the whole thing. It's too convoluted.
No, it isn't.
Would you have rooted for a Team
USA football team if Ben Roethlisberger were on the team?
Would you have rooted for him?
Of course. I am patriotic. I have the flag outside of my Bay Village home. Got
you have the bunting, too.
Needed to get it in. Yeah, thanks to your friend Nick Kovach. I did have the bunting. I did take it down after the holiday, but
you don't want to leave it up all the time. Opening day,
I made
Memorial
a mistake.
Day,
I left the flag
Labor
up.
Day,
the flag got
Fourth of July.
The flag did not get destroyed. It remained vigilant.
My flag holder keeps like getting ripped off the side of the house.
No,
I've put it like this is number four. I don't understand. All my neighbors, they put a flag
might
up.
Might want to find a new
they
spot,
leave it.
Ken.
They put, it's the only spot I have for it. It's the only place. It's the only post.
Your house
I have.
Is pretty big.
Owen would put it near a live wire.
It's not that big.
He would have no problem.
I would put it on top of there.
Yeah.
I don't need an American flag. I have a bald eagle's nest in my yard.
Well, we all don't. We're all not all blessed like you are.
Owen has on a telephone pole at the top.
We all can't have bald eagles in our backyard.
They'd be on the ground now.
It wrapped around the wires again, Owen. Go fix it. That's why you got to use the rewind function of the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Browns getting ready for action. Do they play tomorrow, Kenny? I don't know what day it is. I don't know when the Browns play.
4:25 p.m. kickoff at Browns Stadium. Hear it on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. 92.3 The Fan, the voice of your Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan.
That's right.
With Gerard Cherry in the booth.
Back in the saddle. It is going to be electric. We're going to have the transistor radio going over at the in-laws. So Jameis Winston got a chance to address the media yesterday.
This is good stuff.
And, you know, people keep asking Jameis, how's Deshaun doing? How is he? Is he going to be ready once the season starts? Here is Jameis Winston, your backup quarterback.
He wants to be and will be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And honestly, that's what I'm here for, because I guarantee you I'm feeding that into him. I'm making sure that he knows that. And he really don't need my help, because he has it. He already has possessed that. And I saw that in him when he won that national championship against Alabama. And that game meant so much to me, because I'm a kid from Alabama, right? And I was playing. I was a starting quarterback in Tampa. Got a chance to see him. Lights, camera, action right then and there. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on.
What an advocate. Maybe the best and biggest advocate outside of Dabo Swinney right now for Deshaun Watson.
Well, Dabo Swinney is everybody's hype man.
That's true.
If you played at Clemson, remember he tried to sell us on Taj Boyd?
Would he even try to sell us?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he did.
Would he even go so far as to sell us on the Herb Street Kids?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I can hear Dabo right now.
I'm feeding that into him. I'm making sure that he knows that. And he really don't need my help, because he has it. He already has possessed that. And I saw that in him.
Wait, that was one of the Herb Street Kids he's talking about?
Oh. Of course.
There you go.
So intentional leadership of him taking mental reps. Consistent growth and just him focusing on his shoulder routine.
I see a lot of people talking about Jameis Winston and his post-football career. Do you think he makes for a good analyst, or is he just saying a bunch of words and hoping they come together?
No, he's great. No, you put him on a desk and you have the right person feeding him, and away you go. That's what you do. That you get some of these guys, they're so boring. You got him. He's fun. No, put him on a desk.
I don't want to see him talking football. I want to see him doing hosting Good Morning America.
You put Jameis Winston.
Put him on Family Feud.
That's okay.
That makes some points. But if you put
Nate Burleson,
if you put Jameis Winston on a panel at some point, it's going to be called the NFL's version of Inside the NBA. 2 years into when he starts.
That's a great point.
Guarantee you. Wow. Guarantee, because it ain't
you
just going to be.
You got one. That's a great
There you
point.
Go. Because it ain't just going to be, hey, this, that, and the other, and you got to watch them in Tampa, too. No. This is going to be wild good stuff. Is that it for about
that's
last
it
night?
For about last night?
Yesterday, it was said by Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports. He was responding to one of our listeners. And the listener had, and I got added in it. I didn't see this until this morning when I woke up, where it was Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports was asked about Brandon Ayuk. And he had said that, quote, this is Charles Robinson again, and this is the real one. I don't think that's his preference, talking about Cleveland. Even if they do the most sensible and even if they do have the most sensible ammunition to make the deal, I think Pittsburgh is where he'd like to be. That said, I wouldn't rule Cleveland out. It's fluid. That's what Charles Robinson said. So as soon as you think you're out, they pull you back in. But I've been saying all week.
I mean, it seemed like everybody had ruled Cleveland out. I mean, I've been trying to chase down any of the, you know, big NFL gurus, any of them, the insiders, and looking at their feeds and whatever they reported. I mean, the Browns weren't even mentioned over the last day.
I know there is a big argument about whether or not you're setting the market. And I don't really want to go that deep into Brandon Ayuk right now, just because there was another point I wanted to make on this. But I'll go a little bit further. Like, I don't think he's better than DJ Moore. I don't think he's better than A.J. Brown. At least not yet. Maybe I'll end up looking like a fool here in the next couple of years. I'm not sure. But if it comes down to the market, like, not every guy can reset the market. And I think that that's what he wants to do. He wants to reset the market. And I don't think that that's the case. And right now, Brandon Ayuk, like, we spent this entire week, who's he getting traded to? All right, well, Tone, if you're going to trade him to New England, that's not going to be a great football team this year. I'm watching him right now in preseason game number one because I'm a sicko. But they're still not going to be a good football team this year. We know that. If you trade him to Washington, Washington's in a build process with a rookie quarterback. And I know he played with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, but as of right now, if you're their general manager, it's not the right time to make that type of a move for him. You can help out Jaden Daniels a lot by bringing him in, that's true, but you need to do a lot of team building in Washington to get the Commanders back on the right track. Cleveland is close enough to make sense. Pittsburgh, you can make an argument because they're a consistent franchise, but their quarterback situation's up in the air. And I know outsiders think the same as ours, so I'm not really throwing stones here. But their quarterback situation's up in the air, but I know our roster is better overall. So you would have two teams that intend on making the playoffs that would be suitors for you. But I can't reset the market with you because I don't think you're as good as all those other guys. You can be a $26, $27 million wide receiver. I don't need to reset the market with you, though. I have Amari Cooper for another year because I said earlier this week, it's a win-win for the Browns. If you get Brandon Ayuk, you get something shiny, you get a new toy, you get something to be excited about, I wouldn't blame a Browns fan. If you don't, you still have a great Amari Cooper, who's fantastic for this team. And you know this, there's going to be another wide receiver next year who's upset. It's a market in itself, which brings in Jerry Jones.
Well, normally I'd say, well, how can you call it a win-win if you lose somebody like Amari Cooper? But the thing about Amari Cooper is I don't know how much chemistry there is with Amari and Deshaun Watson right now.
I think Amari has chemistry with just about everybody. I mean, if he's able to find chemistry with all the other backups, he should be able to find chemistry with him.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the question that people have had. Like, what is it about a lot of the receivers? I mean, Njoku seemed to take off after Watson. Amari Cooper had his best game as an NFL player.
Yeah.
And it was with Joe Flacco. Like, I think it would be harder to digest losing Amari if he had demonstrated that he had this great chemistry with Watson, which I don't think he necessarily has so far. But but you're right. Like, I do trust Amari, but you seem to not worry about losing Amari at all.
Last year, I wonder if is Brandon Ayuk going to give me 7 years out of 10 of 1,000 yards receiving? That's an incredible career. I mean, Amari Cooper has been outstanding in his NFL career. But if I do look at it, all right, against Tennessee, he had 8 targets, caught 7 of them, 116 yards and a touchdown. That's chemistry to me. That's with Deshaun Watson against Tennessee. San Francisco with a different quarterback had 108 yards. Had 108 yards on 8 targets, 4 catches. So there was a mix there. Arizona, 5-on-5, 139 and a touchdown. That's with Deshaun Watson. So I do think that there's chemistry there between those two guys. But Brandon and I, you would get more years out of him. You would hope he's the type of wide receiver Amari Cooper is. But I don't need to set the market with him when I'm already paying my quarterback upwards of $60 million. But this is what I wanted to say. News came out yesterday, and this was Jerry Jones' own mouth, where he had said, I quote, I don't have any urgency to get it done. Talking about a contract extension with CeeDee Lamb, to which CeeDee Lamb commented on social media, LOL. Why go after Brandon Ayuk this year, where if I really wanted to try to reset markets, would you be willing to reset the market on CeeDee Lamb?
Well,
yes.
Well, so we are. Are you saying the Browns are never going to draft? They're not going to draft a wide receiver in the first round. We're just going to go after expensive free agent every year.
You can draft a wide receiver in the first round. I would advocate. So you get 4 years on a rookie contract that's cheap. My thought is, if we're going to reset markets here, there's going to be always another wide receiver down the line who's not thrilled with his contract situation, including if the Browns actually draft one in the first round and they do well. That's going to be a better situation that someday, yeah, the Browns are going to have to cross that bridge with. That's the only point I make.
Do you mind if it's one of those where we're mentioned for every single one of these guys, but we don't actually get them because we're not willing to pay them the highest paid wide receiver money in the league?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.